Title: Amen Variation in Ableton Live 12, Arrange It for Heavyweight Sub Impact Intermediate. All right, let's build a modern, heavyweight drum and bass break arrangement where the amen sounds savage, but the sub still feels like the main character. Because here's the classic problem: you take a crispy, high-energy amen, you hype it up with saturation and reverb, and suddenly your low end feels smaller. Not because the sub got quieter, but because your break is masking the moment where the sub actually speaks. So the goal today is simple. We're going to arrange amen variations that increase perceived sub impact by making the break dance around the sub instead of competing with it. We are staying in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only, intermediate level. You already know warping, basic EQ and compression, and how to get around session and arrangement view. By the end, you'll have in a pattern, a couple variations, a dedicated fill bar, and a clean effects setup that adds weight without turning your mix into soup. And we'll arrange it in 8 and 16 bar phrases so the drop feels heavier every time it cycles. Step 0. Session prep. Tempo. Grid. Reference mindset. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a starting point. Drop your amen sample onto an auto track. Warp it. Use beats mode. Set preserve to 1/16 for tightness. If you want even more snap, enable transient loop mode. Set the loop length to 1 bar, unless your amen is naturally 2 bars and it feels wrong to squash it. Either is fine. Just commit to a loop size before you start slicing. Now, mindset check. In DNB, the break is mid and high energy. The sub is the weight. We're not trying to make the amen fat at 60 Hz. That's the sub's lane. Our job is to make the amen punch and move without smearing the low end. Coach note before we touch anything else. Start with the sub, then fit the amen around it. Even if you don't have the full bass line yet, at least loop a simple sub note and maybe a kick marker. Put spectrum on the sub, and watch the first 80 to 120 milliseconds after the note hits. That's the speak window. If your break is throwing dense transients right on that window every time, the sub will feel less impactful, even if it's loud. Keep that in mind as we build variations. Step 1. Slice the amen to a drum rack. Control equals power. Right-click the amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in slicing preset for now. We're going to build our own processing chain anyway. Now you've got a drum rack with each little hit on a pad. This is where DNB arrangement gets fun, because you're no longer stuck with the original loop. You can compose with it. Take a minute and rename a few key slices. The kickish hit, your main snare or crack, hat and shuffle bits, and anything with a roomy tail or air. That last one is important, because room tone is one of the biggest sub-killers in disguise. It hangs out in the low mids and makes you think the bass got quieter. Step 2. Build a heavy amen processing chain with stock devices. On the drum rack track, we're going to set a chain that's punchy, controlled, and predictable. First, utility for gain staging. Adjust gain so you're peaking around -10 to -6 dB before heavy processing. Leave headroom. In this genre, headroom is not optional. It's the whole reason your sub stays huge later. Next, EQ 8 for low-end discipline. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. Use 12 or 24 dB per octave depending on how messy the sample is. Then check the low mids. If it's boxy or cloudy, dip around 180 to 250 Hz by maybe 2 to 4 dB with a moderate EQ, like 1.2-ish. If it needs brightness, a gentle high shelf at 8 to 10 kHz, plus 1 to 3 dB. Gentle. We're not turning this into a spray can of hiss. Now drum bus. This is your punch and density stage. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10, but be careful, because too much crunch destroys the transient clarity that makes an amen feel fast. Boom. Usually off. If you do use it, keep it subtle and be very honest with yourself about whether it's fighting your sub. If boom is on, keep it around 50 to 70 Hz, but again, subtle. Transients. Plus 5 to plus 20 depending on the sample. Damp 10 to 30% if it's too sharp. Then saturator for controlled grit. Analog clip or soft sign are great. Drive about 1.5 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And match the output level, so you don't fall into the louder equals better trap. Then glue compressor. This is glue, not squash. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or manually around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, if you want it to breathe a specific way. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on if you want extra density. Optional. If the amen has messy tails, a gate before saturation can help, but use it gently. If you gate too hard, you'll remove the vibe. Extra coach trick here. Clip gain per slice is your secret weapon. Open a few slices and simpler inside the drum rack. Adjust each slice's gain so your main snare consistently hits the chain the same way, while ghost notes only tickle it. This makes all your compression and saturation respond more musically and less randomly. Step 3. Split the amen into sub-friendly bands. This is one of the biggest why did my mix suddenly get cleaner moves. Duplicate the drum rack track. Name one amen mid slash high, and the other amen low, controlled. On amen mid slash high, add EQ 8 and high pass at about 120 to 160 Hz, steep, 24 dB per octave. This becomes your main presence and punch layer. On amen low, add EQ 8 and low pass at the same range, 120 to 160 Hz, also steep. Now keep that low track quiet, often 6 to 12 dB lower than the mid slash high track. It's just there to give a little body, not to compete with the sub. And mono it, add utility and set width to 0%. Low content should be centered so the sub stays centered and massive. Step 4. Program variations that increase sub impact. This is the arrangement logic. We're going to create three MIDI clips that drive the slices, A, B, and C. I is the main role, B is bass and ghost, C is hype and fill. Create your A clip first, one bar or two bars. Keep the snare landing where it should, usually on 2 and 4 in a DNB grid, though the amen has its own personality depending on how it's sliced. Add ghost snares before the main snare with low velocity, like 20 to 50. Add hat and shuffle movement, but don't make everything max velocity. Velocity variation is the whole groove. Here's the sub impact tactic. Don't fill every 16th note. Leave micro gaps where the sub transient can bloom. The perception of weight often comes from contrast, not from piling on more hits. Now B. Duplicate A into a new clip. In B, remove 1 to 3 small hits. Usually you remove busy hats or mid-chatter, the stuff that makes the groove feel constant, but also masks the bass. Then add a single ghost hit just before the snare, like a pre-snare flam. Also consider muting any room tail slice that clouds the low mids. This is the trick. B will often sound slightly simpler, but the drop will feel heavier, because the sub has space to read as big. Now C, your fill or turnaround. Usually a 1-bar fill at the end of an 8 or 16. Do a controlled stutter. For example, stutter a snare slice in 1/16 notes right before the section change. Add a reverse hit as a riser into the snare. You can do this by resampling or rendering a slice to audio and reversing the clip, then placing it right before the impact. If you want a crash or ride, keep it very low level, or keep it pure jungle and let the edit to the hype. Roll for fills. Hype the ear, don't smear the sub. Keep fills mostly mid and high. If your fill makes your low end feel smaller, it's not a good fill, it's just a loud distraction. Extra variation coach notes you can use immediately. Try micro timing instead of adding more hits. Pick a few hats or ghosts and nudge them 5 to 12 milliseconds late. You can do this with note start times, or with track delay. Keep the kick and sub dead on grid. The break leans back, the sub feels more forward, and suddenly it's heavier without being louder. Also try a call and response 2-bar phrase. Bar 1 more talky with hats and ghosts, bar 2 heavier with fewer mids. You didn't change the bass at all, but the bass feels bigger because of contrast. Step 5. Sidechain the right way. Sub stays king. If you have a sub track, sidechain it from whatever in the break is masking it. Often that's the kickish slice, sometimes the full break. Option 1. Sidechain the sub from the amen mid slash high track, gently. On the sub track, add compressor. Turn sidechain on. Audio from amen mid slash high. Attack 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Option 2. Cleaner. Sidechain only from the kick-like slice. That means routing the kick slice to its own track or chain so it's a dedicated trigger. Then sidechain the sub from that only. DNB note. If you duck too hard, you kill sustain. We want impact and continuity. Rolling sub is the point. If you notice the sub losing too much sustain, consider an alternative, sidechain EQ instead of volume ducking. On the amen group, use EQ 8 with a bell around 50 to 90 Hz where the sub lives. Map that bell gain to a macro and automate it down only on the heaviest hits. You're ducking the conflict frequency, not the entire bass. Step 6. Effects automation for movement without mod. First, reverb, but on selected hits only. Create a return track called Amen Verb. Add reverb. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. decay 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 10 kHz, wet 100% because it's a send, now only send occasional snare hits, reverses and fill hits, keep the main groove mostly dry, this is how you get space without losing punch. Next, delay throws, create a return track called throw delay, add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced, feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the lows up to 200 to 500 Hz, so the delay doesn't fill your low mids. Add subtle modulation if you want. Turn on ducking in echo. That feature is basically made for this. Automate the send on the last snare of every 8 or 16 bars. That's the classic jungle throw. And it's still deadly. Then transitions with auto filter. Put auto filter on the Amen MID/high group. Automate frequency down or up during breakdowns. Use high pass and crowded drops if you need more room, or low pass for that underwater pre-drop vibe. One more pro control move, low mid hangover management. If your Amen has room tone that builds up, it will trick your ear into thinking the sub is smaller. Add multiband dynamics on the Amen MID/high track. Focus on the low mid band, roughly 120 to 400 Hz. And do gentle downward compression. Ratio around 1.5 to 2 to 1, slowish release. You're not scooping it out, you're stopping buildup when busy sections hit. And check mono early, not at the end. Put utility on the master and hit mono temporarily. If your sub clarity disappears in mono, your weight is probably wide low mids, not actual punch.